robot swap. It's called a robot swap. It's called a robot swap. Come on and wind up the key. And automatically, you and your girl machine, you both will see what I mean. It's a shiny new dance now. Come on and give it a chance now.
That's tomorrow's Biggie song, Tony Alamo, and it's called The Robot Walk. Tomorrow's Big O on CKLW Radio.
Send for your membership card today in the Happy Fellows Club and win a year's supply of free food for a family of four, plus a year's supply of clothing for a family of four. Or if you prefer, instead of clothing, you can choose appliances, furnishings, sporting equipment to the tune of $1,800. A prize valued at $3,620 to be awarded soon to some happy member of the CKLW Happy Fellows Club. So send for your membership card today and win. Just send a stamped self-addressed envelope, include your occupation and phone number, to Happy Fellows Club, CKLW Detroit 31 or Windsor, Ontario.
Silver Cup bakers bake for your sake, so it's no surprise that Silver Cup is first in freshness, flavor, and popularity. And it's so delicious. You try Silver Cup today.
CKLW, 'cause the Motor City's.
Now at the Adams Theater downtown, Debbie Reynolds is the unsinkable Molly Brown, the girl from Leadville, who found happiness and fun with $20 million. How did she do it? Well, you'll see the rollicking, fun-filled answer in the unsinkable Molly Brown, now at the Adams Theater downtown. Minutes to go before 5 of the Dave Schaefer Show. Temperature of 90 degrees. We bring on the Butterflies. Good night, baby.
Remember what you promised my mother. You told her that I'd be in by 2. One kiss can lead to another. And baby, you know they always do. So I gotta go now. Better go home now.
Good night, baby. Sleep tight, baby. That's by the Butterflies on CK, a rising sound, and we have like 17 and a half minutes now before 5. Chicken's finger looking good at Ronda's 10 Mile and Telegraph. In a joint announcement issued before noon today, union and management officials at the Chrysler Hamtramck Dodge Main Assembly Plant stated operations are scheduled to resume with a second shift today, and all employees are instructed to report to work at their regular starting times. The Hamtramck Foundry will resume operations with a third shift today.
My colleagues and I have just completed this week's new record survey.
Yes.
And here it is, our pick hit of the week.
Gotta be funny. Hello there.
Well, hello there.
What's happening, baby?
My, it's been a long, long time.
Nigh on to 30 years.
How am I doing?
Not too good.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's funny how time slips away.
Fantastic voice there. Joe Hinton and a record called Funny. Funny how time slips away at the home of the Happy Fellas. Oh, come on now. Hit it, babies. HFC presents The Fishing Report. Present marine weather forecast for Lake Erie, fair today. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms. Likely tonight. And for Lake Huron, it says partly cloudy weather tonight. And for Lake St. Clair, it says scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening. Humidity still 40%. Winds are southwest at 15 and the temperature 90 degrees. This is brought to you by HFZ, Household Finance Corporation, America's oldest and largest company making installment cash loans. Borrow confidently from HFZ.
This is Skipper Ray Crabb aboard the Marina News Press boat with a fishing report. Walleye fishing has improved near Peach Island as dumping ground, with good catches being taken in Mitchell's Bay. Limited catches being made at the tip of Parsons Island along the middle channel. The upper St. Clair River slowed down with only small catches being taken. Limited catches being taken downriver near Babalo Island and Sugar Island. Bass fishing remains good near Harson's Island along the middle channel, with good-sized smallmouth bass being taken at Urine Point. Sheephead being taken in upper St. Clair River near the spillway, with large walleyes being reported in Land's Cruise Bay. Excellent sheephead, perch, and bass being taken near Dolphin and Peach Island. Perch have been taken to Crocker Boulevard, Land's Cruise Bay, and Anchor Bay, and off Urine Point. Limited catches being taken between the 9 and 13 mile road and near Bell River. Fair catches and perch being made near St. Clair River close to shore. Large perch being taken in St. Luke's Bay, with fair catches being taken near Key Course and Wyandotte. Muskies have improved with changing weather. The best spots are near the Ruston River to Stony Point, between the dumping grounds of Bell River, and between the 8 mile road and Urine Point and Big Bay. This report direct from Marina News Owens Press Boat out of Piers Marina, Fairhaven. Now back to CKLW.
Now this is the story of William Payer, a happy fellow with a friendly flair. Well, one day William met a nasty fate. He had bills to pay. The time was late. A friend gave William a real good answer. For money help, trust Household Financer. Yes, a household loan helped him save the day and let him repay the convenient way. Said William to Household, "You folks are nice, so I'll give you some good advice. You should name that loan, no doubt about it. Give it a name. Tell the world about it." So HFC said, "That will do. William Payer, it's named for you." And since that day, most folks have known, to clear up bills, get a Bill Payer loan. From HFC, Household Finance. At Household Finance, you may borrow up to $1,000, take up to 36 months to repay. Visit the new HFC office in East Detroit, located at 18019 East 8 Mile Road, across from the Eastland Shopping Center. You have just heard the fishing report. Brought to you by HFC. Visit again at 5:45 p.m. for the next HFC Fishing Report. Going places. On time, the Orlans. Going places on CK, and that's the Orlans. Something swinging on CK Survey. The Orlans started and charted right here. Going places.
Nom, nom, nom. Who's there? Guess who?
It's me, Dave Schaefer, swinging until 5:45.
CKLW, 'cause the Motor City's.
If ever there was a time to start thinking about home heating, it's now. With Old Man Winter right around the corner, you've got to make up your mind about which heating system to choose. Maybe these facts will help you. Initial installation costs for a liquid fuel system are higher than for gas. Compared to so-called flameless heating, gas has the lowest operating costs, whether your home has extra thick or normal insulation. You never have to order natural gas. It's always there, no matter what winter's doing to the roads or power lines. A gas conversion burner installed now into your present furnace costs you as little as $2.95 a month. A modern automatic gas-designed furnace costs you as little as $3.80 a month on your regular gas bill. And this cost can be spread over 5 years if you wish. Think these facts over. Then call your heating contractor, department store, or gas company soon.
Look out now. Do you want to dance? That's Del Shannon on CK, Rise and Sound. We have 5 minutes now before five. Remember, Jim Davis, Wheels and Deals.
Oh, see the Wheeler and Dealer, Wheeler and Dealer, that highfalutin road can do. Wheeler and
Dealer,
nice.
Michigan Avenue, minutes west of Telegraph.
CKLW, cause the Motor City's.
Shudder. Tremble. Gasp.
Save the master of horror. Vincent Price and Edgar Allan Poe's The Red Death in color. Now in its second smash week at the Fox Theater. Plus, Voyage to the End of the Universe. And there's plenty of free parking at the Fox Theater. Don't miss these two exciting motion pictures.
Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
I love you, you gypsy savage.
Sister, help to trim the sails. Hallelujah. Sister, help to trim the sails.
Trini Lopez and Michael. Weatherman says partly cloudy, warm today with the possibility of scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon and early tonight, and a low tonight of 66 degrees. Tomorrow's outlook, partly cloudy and cooler with a high temperature of 76 degrees. Pollen count is 37, humidity is 40%. Winds are southwest at 15. The current temperature in the Motor City is 90 degrees.
This is Jim Van Curen of the 5 o'clock...